The transsystemic character of the subjective thought pitched in the previous video, video number 7.2, gets elaborated in the current video, particularly in terms of the macro patterns discerning the omniject-oriented variant from the mathematics we know of. Further, the prop-up of metasemantics to the sweet spot of intersection between cognitive and neurosciences, wherein their form gets drawn from the comprised notions of the former while they go on to model the innate dynamics of the later, provides the backdrop for the foundational changes required. Specifically, the temporal connotations of the equivalence between the metasemantic conversation and contextuality transformations, although cannot entirely be isolated from spatial or spatiotemporal aspects of the overall metasemantic advantage due to the switch away from the reality view, primarily form the basis for this discussion. Let's dig deeper. Like every other field of human structured study, neurosciences in general and cognitive neuroscience in particular is confined by the inside-out perspective or what was referred to as the reality view of the relevant phenomena. Consequent limitations to the human scientific method do not, however, appear to inhibit the way human mind itself works, evidenced by mere actuality of non-physicalist interpretations to the understanding of reality, if only as speculative theories or unverifiable hypotheses. While several problems in the mind-body domain that could be posed within the materialistic framework have been solved or are hoped to be in future, the alternate viewpoints of reality remain the philosophical staple, having never garnered the practicability required of verifying or falsifying these contentions. Idealism, for example, in its various forms confronting the materialistic viewpoint head-on, and other flavors of compromise between these contrasting philosophies such as panpsychism or neutral monism in their essence, in spite of being around for a long time, have not found a convincing method. Meanwhile, the contribution from the physicalist theories, although fortified with an enduring generic method, to the challenges involving the mental aspects of reality interpretation has not been stellar either. Mainstream neuroscience today studies such problems in terms of the neural correlates of consciousness, a watered-down approach focusing on the observable manifestations of consciousness, like, say, intelligence, but not the consciousness itself. More ambitious neuroscientific theories in this domain attempting to address the core, range from outright rejection of consciousness outside the physical exposition, to those that require seemingly ad hoc postulations like quantum gravity in modeling consciousness. A category of these theories considers consciousness as an epiphenomenon or a side effect of evolution that could be explained using decentralized neural networks. Several of these theories are actively pursued today with the hope to explain the origins of consciousness but have not been able to produce verifiable results as on date. Omnijectivism does not differentiate between the physicalist and non-physicalist paths, responding to the predicament of crafting an all-encompassing method through an adoption of the contractual view, but this comes with the caveat of the reality view being non-negotiable. This leaves us with an impossible-looking situation where a more profound human episteme is contingent upon our ability to debunk the vantage we are condemned to, with our inability in achieving it thus far explaining the trajectory of our civilizational advancement. Incidentally, the quest for a truly human-like variant of artificial intelligence opens the window of opportunity to explore the quintessential contractual view as described, in the capacity of an orchestrator or of the god for embedded omnijective realities while still being inadvertently bound by our own systemic reality. However, as it turns out, a shift from reality view to the contractual view entails a rewrite of the human method characteristic in its entirety, both in terms of its motivation and detail. Broadly speaking, this is envisaged by way of reimagining every fabric of the ensuing omnijective realities and in reinventing the a priori fundamentals that sustain the being and becoming of the perpetual and thought-based reality manifestations or of the synthetic life worlds. This goes hand in hand with the necessary obligation of unlearning our deeply ingrained convictions in an absolute reality and being able to question our intuitions of its workings, which essentially implies nothing we ever knew comes handy in this connect, and every detail needs to be built ground up. For example, one of the Kantian categories of understanding, causality, finds an external or enabler analog in the acontextual association, to let Immanuel Kant's of the synthetic life world reflect and philosophize the notion of causality.